Thank you and good morning. The district attorney's office announced that 35-year-old Miranda resident Thomas Lusk will be sentenced to the maximum of 18 years and 8 months in prison after he pled guilty to 3 sexual and physical assaults committed against 3 separate victims. The first assault happened at Lusk's residence in Miranda in September of 2014 when he lured the victim to his house and then assaulted her. The victim managed to get Lusk outside to her car where she was able to flee on foot and track down a passing motorist and escape. The second incident occurred in March of 2015 when Lusk attacked the second victim who had come to his residence looking for Lusk's father. The victim was again physically and sexually assaulted, but she managed to flee the house through a back door wearing only her underclothes. She managed to hide on the porch of a neighbor while Lusk searched for her. She was later found and helped by those neighbors. The third victim was kidnapped and sexually assaulted over the course of 4 days by Lusk in July of last year, and she was unable to testify due to extreme emotional and physical trauma. Lusk will be formally sentenced next week. The sheriff's office is investigating a case of vandalism at the Calvary Baptist Church on Depot Road in Fields Landing. Deputies found extensive vulgar graffiti and depictions had been spray-painted on the building, but they did manage to collect evidence at the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies arrested 46-year-old Scott Crane for assault on Monday night, hours after he had been released for a separate incident outside the Safeway in McKinleyville. Crane had already attacked one man and sent him to the hospital with injuries, but was mistakenly released by deputies. It was about 6:30 on Monday evening when 3 victims reported that Crane had attacked 2 men and a woman at the gazebo area on City Center Road in McKinleyville. Crane was tracked down on McKinleyville Avenue and arrested and booked into county jail for assault. The rains have stopped, at least temporarily, and although we thought we saw a lot of rain in October, we saw nothing like the rainfall totals residents in southern Oregon endured over the last month. As of Monday morning, the rainfall totals in Curry County, Oregon, for the month of October passed the 30-inch mark, easily breaking a monthly record of 21 inches set in 1950. The series of Pacific storms that moved through the region also dropped 18 inches in Del Norte County, compared to just over 10 inches in Eureka. Currently, the only warning from the Weather Service is for high surf along local beaches and the danger of sneaker waves as the swell grows as we head toward the weekend. We can expect 20-foot rollers, and visitors to local beaches, jetties, and docks should exercise caution. Jordan Christmas has news from St. Joseph's Hospital.
Modern Healthcare magazine has ranked St. Joseph's Health number 1 in a national ranking related to faith-based health systems for its charitable contributions. The not-for-profit Catholic healthcare system contributes 17% of its total revenue to charity and community programs, which is the highest-rated share. In the past year alone, St. Joseph's Health provided $41 million in community health improvement services, health profession education, and community health research to address the needs of the vulnerable and broader communities in the future.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We're less than a week away from the general election, and this week we have turned the focus to the local city, school, and county measures on the ballot and the candidates running for office. Today, we look at the 5 county measures voters will decide, and we begin with Measure Q that was introduced by the Board of Supervisors and that, if passed, would consolidate the Treasurer and Tax Collector's Office with the Auditor Controller's Office to create a new single department, the County Department of Finance. In addition to Measure Q comes Measure R that addresses the newly created Department of Finance and which asks voters whether or not the Department of Finance position should be filled by election or by appointment by the board. Currently, both the treasurer and auditor are elected positions. Measure S would implement an excise tax on the commercial medical cannabis industry in the county, and any revenue generated would go to the general fund. Tax rates would be imposed on the size of the grow, $1 per square foot for outdoor grows, $2 per square foot for mixed grows, and $3 per square foot for indoor cultivation. Measure U was introduced by the Humboldt County Association of Governments and would implement a countywide half-cent sales tax increase with the revenue directed to public works for road maintenance and upgrades. Measure V is a rent control measure aimed at 42 mobile home parks in the county, and if passed, would limit rent increases to changes in the Consumer Price Index. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.